Vanessa, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm here with my friend Jackie. Say hi.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I'm the biggest Friends fan. As you can tell with my banner, I am recording from home and my merch and my shirt. Yes, biggest Friends fan.
You might as well be a Friends merch model or...
Yes.
I don't know. She just has everything under the sun that has to do with Friends.
But also, it's not everything that I buy. People gift me things. Like this black mug that's behind me, Dana Devon gave me. And so it's like when people see Friends stuff, I'll go to work when I go into the office and all of a sudden there'll be like a mug on my desk. I'm like, who gave me this? It's like, it's nice because like I just pile it up. So
yeah. I love it. The only thing I have are magnets. Which is okay. You know that
I have magnets too.
Oh, well, see, Jackie beat me. So okay. This is an exciting day because we're starting season 5.
Yeah.
And that means we're Jackie, how many seasons are there? 9 or 10?
There's 10. So this is the officially halfway through.
Officially halfway through the series. So this is exciting. And this episode is actually episode 98, the one after Ross says Rachel. And it aired on September 24th, 1998, with 31.1 million viewers. And it was a bit of a dip from the season finale of season 4. But Jackie, tell us what happened in this episode.
Yeah, a bit of a dip. But if it hits that 30 million mark, I always think that's a big deal. So that's pretty good that it kept it from the season finale. So we pick up right where we left off. Literally, the moment that they went to black from the season 4 finale, we pick up right there. Because the pastor asks, shall we go on? And then that's where we start season 5. So we pick up right where we left off. The wedding continues, but in the most awkward way. Monica and Chandler continue to hook up while in London. And Rachel is still debating what to tell Ross.
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's start off with the whole wedding. Okay. In my mind, okay, so I kind of see why Emily did it. But why would you say go on? Go on with the wedding.
It's kind of like, that's what I thought too.
She didn't want to be embarrassed. I understand that, you know, but at the same time, it's still hard. Like, why would you say go on?
Yeah. Like, why don't you just like stop and pause and then like have a discussion and then go back if you really wanted to, or like, I don't know, but I think also that's a point where it allows the writers to continue on because he's still quote unquote married.
Yes.
And so I think that was the deal. It's like, okay, have them still finish the wedding. So he has to go through and still try to pursue Emily into apologizing for her.
Yeah. So that's another thing too, that I liked. I like that the writers continued on with this storyline because it would have been too easy, I think, for Rachel and Ross to get back together. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows, maybe it wouldn't have been, but it would have been, we would have been that much closer to a possibility. So the fact that they left this, you know, in limbo, I think it's also good. But at the same time, it's like, why would Emily say go on? You know,
that's a big no-no. In reality, I would pause and then take a break. Or we were on a break. How funny. But in reality, yes, that's what you would do. But because of the show and the writing and all that, and I thought that was smart of them to do, because when you're watching like us reacting, that's exactly the reaction a lot of people would have. Stop the wedding, you know?
Yeah. But also like thinking back now, it's kind of like Ross also brought up the point of like, well, we told all of these people to fly over to London and here they are, they're waiting for a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everybody's kind of invested. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a little hard to watch on that end. So he repeats his vows and makes sure he says, Emily. Yeah, kind of like not jokes about it, but just kind of like tries to and like reiterate to Emily that he is marrying her and not Rachel.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. And I remember that Monica's mom said some kind of comment, right? Oh, it's even worse than when he married the lesbian.
But see, that's the thing though. It was fun. I thought that was funny. That was very good for Judy to say that, like good comedic timing. But also it's like when he married the lesbian, he didn't know she was a lesbian then. So of course this one's going to be worse, you know? So, cause you know, when he married Carol, they had their, you know, vows and everything, thinking that, you know, they were going to be together forever. So I thought that was funny. Good comedic timing for Judy.
Yeah. And I mean, also, so they ended up getting married and then Emily locks herself in a room. She didn't want to come out.
At the reception.
At the reception, which to me was not really I mean, everyone has their own opinions of how weddings go, but typically, like when I've gone to weddings,
or when you planned your own.
Yeah, it's more of like not a cocktail hour. I mean, maybe they were at the cocktail hour. I don't know. But it just seemed like like that. And when Ross was telling Joey to dance, like, why aren't you dancing? And he was just kind of like moving around.
I know. I thought it was funny. Okay. That's the one of the things when I first watched Friends is I noticed, why aren't there tables? And then I like that they poke fun at it too, because like, how are you supposed to eat your steak when you're standing up and there's nowhere to sit? And, you know, Mr. Geller says that, and Jack says that, and then you see Joey eating a steak with his hands. I thought that was funny too, that they pointed that out, because that is like the obvious thing at a wedding reception. Where are the tables?
Yeah, and I mean, who knows? Maybe they do things differently in London, but
I don't know. Yeah,
it was just a, or maybe, you know, because Ross, it was his second wedding, he didn't want a big hoopla about it. Maybe they compromise. There's so many reasons why, and we don't know. So anyways, they ended up getting married, and it's just it was just a whole lot
of
awkwardness, you know, like Rachel is trying to, you know, play it off like, you know, like she wasn't going to try to ruin the wedding and stuff like that. And so, I mean, they just go from there. Ross is trying to win Emily's heart back, but then she escapes through the window.
Yes. And the thing is too, it's like, we don't really see Emily. What's interesting is that we don't see Emily in this episode. Like, we see her in the beginning when she like punches him afterwards, but then the whole reception part of the episode, we don't even see her. And so I thought that was interesting, because they just have her like in the bathroom and then leaving the window.
That's true.
I wonder if like logistically, like she just wasn't available, or she wasn't feeling good that day or something like that, you know, but it was because when they filmed the wedding scene, obviously she's there, and they filmed that in its entirety. So I wonder when they went back to go.
We see her at the airport.
We do. I wonder when they went back, if they shot it like logistically, like when they went back to shoot season 5, she wasn't part of it anymore. Mm-hmm. And so that scenes when she's at the reception, I wonder if she just didn't want to be a part of it anymore. And then they shot probably the airport scene like while they were still in London and all that stuff. So
yeah, who knows? I mean, maybe they told her, we need to wrap up your storyline, so this is all we need from you, kind of thing.
Yeah, so, and we will see her later on too. And it's interesting because you just see her sitting in bed on the phone with Ross, you know?
Yeah.
So, because again, like she doesn't want to be like come to LA and all that stuff. They probably, you know, have somebody shoot out there, you know, in London.
Yeah. One thing I thought was funny too with the whole wedding thing, which I think kind of wraps up our conversation on this, is just when Phoebe is on the phone and she's trying to ease the tension with everybody, and she calls, says, this is Dr. Phalange.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that he hasn't taken his brain medication, which causes him to confuse people.
Yes. I thought that's funny.
Yeah. And then, so, I mean, yeah. And I mean, I think too, like Rachel, you know, she wants to talk to Ross, and Monica tells her, no, he's married, like, stop it. You know, when they were trying to, when Monica was trying to go with Chandler at that point where they were getting their food. So I thought too, I thought that was, you know, good friendship advice, but also Rachel's going to do what she wants to do.
Yeah. And she asks him, you know, Ross asks, and she says, no, it didn't mean anything. So kind of like, she needs to get that through her head, you know?
Yeah. And then also I thought it was Emily's mom is something else, because she's flirting with Ross and she calls him a monkey, and then she spanks him.
I know. It was weird. It was so weird. But I guess that's her character, because she was in that, remember when Jason said she was in that Fabulous show? And she's kind of kooky in that. So I think that was part of her character in this as well. So I thought that was good.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the whole Monica and Chandler. And also we'll talk about the airport scene.
Oh, so good.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys, so we're back. So let's quickly, you know, brush off this point that we also noticed. Joey has a very small storyline in this episode, and it's him eating meat. He initially told Phoebe that he wasn't going to eat meat until she has the babies, but because they are in another country, it doesn't count.
Yes, yes. And who else takes that that consideration, takes that rule into account? Chandler and Monica.
Yeah, so that's just a quick, you know, throw it in there, kind of one and done with it. But yeah, we also have Monica and Chandler to talk about. You know, we find out in this episode that they have hooked up 7 times since in London.
Yeah.
At that point, we don't know when the first time was until how many days after, like, when the wedding was. Was it a week?
Exactly.
A week? You know, we don't know.
Yeah. We don't know, but you also, there will be a later episode where you find out exactly how it happened. So I like now that you don't know how it led to that. Like, you, we've seen him compliment her and saying like, you're the prettiest woman in the room. And then you see them kissing, and then you see them waking up the next day. So I think purposely the writers did that, you know, maybe Adam thought of this, the writers did that so that they can have that little piece of storyline to explore later. And they do. So I know how exactly it happened, but you don't know how it happened. And I just like how they did that. How it leaves a little mystery to have a full, it's like almost a full episode later on in the season. So
yeah. Okay. So that's good to know so that I can keep that in mind.
Yes.
So then also too, like, you know, we see Monica and Chandler, they're getting food and they say, all right, let's go for it again. And so Chandler is also states that he's worried about their friendship and what can happen, but who cares? They just keep going. So they try to, you know, run around the wedding and try to find a spot to, you know, be together. So they go to, the honeymoon suite, and then they go to I'm just confused. Not confused. There's just, they just went to, they tried to go to so many places, the wine cellar, but the dad was using the wine cellar. So they tried to go to so many places to be together, but there was always there's always somebody blocking them. So they go to a room and Rachel is in there having a long conversation with Phoebe over the phone about a theory about, I forgot what they were talking about. Definitely something with Ross.
Yeah, she was just, she's trying to, Rachel still thinks that like it still means something that Ross said her name. So she's trying to find validation through all of her friends. And she didn't get it from Monica. So now she's trying to get it with Phoebe. But then she's having this conversation while Chandler and Monica are trying to hook up in Monica's room. So then they move to Chandler's room. And then Chandler gets interrupted by Joey, because Joey knocks on the door and says, you know, I have a girl with me. He goes, I have a girl with me. And then Chandler goes, or then Joey goes, no, not, you have Monica. So it's like another just hurdle for them to like continue to try to.
But here's another thing. Okay. Why didn't it click to Joey that that was the girl that he was trying to hook up with?
Well, because they're just hanging out. I mean, if you're with this person all the time, it's part of your like circle of friends group, then you don't think that, oh, they're just going to be hooking up like that, because they never thought of that. So again, this is the start of them like hiding everything with everybody, which I think is so good, because we'll have many, many more instances of this.
No, but I still think it's, I don't know, I may, you know, Joey, this, he was too into himself, but he said, you know, I have a girl in here, and Chandler says, so do I. Even though Joey knew it was Monica. So at that point, wouldn't you be like, wait, you have a girl, I have a girl, we're both trying to do the same thing, but you have Monica, like.
Yeah.
Maybe. So that's where,
I mean, I think we would notice that, but I think like some people aren't detail oriented in that sense. And so Joey doesn't notice that because he's too busy with his girl.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. So in that end, you know, they try going into his honeymoon suite, and then Ross goes into the honeymoon suite and he is just too depressed with everything that's happening. So in the end, they end up going home on the airplane. They try to do it there, but Joey interrupts them.
Again.
When they land, Phoebe says, oh, Monica, you've, you know, had sex. You know, oh, my pregnancy hormones are acting up, you know, kind
of thing. And she notices that Joey ate meat too, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. So that's just, you know, a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of wraps up that whole situation. But
yeah,
going back
to the beginning, but it's the beginning of Chandler and Monica, which is so good.
Who do you like better, though? Do you like Ross and Rachel or Chandler and Monica?
Chandler and Monica, 100%. 100%.
Why? Is it because there's
Ross is jealous? Yeah. No, because I think Ross was unsupportive with Rachel the whole relationship and was jealous and everything. And Chandler is always so supportive of Monica. He truly adores her and she does him. Like, they're just a good match. Their personalities are a good match and they're just a good match. And you'll see how it all works out.
So do you think they like always had an attraction for each other and that just like the attraction was there first and then they started liking it and then caring for each other?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Adam has said it before, you know, when he thought of this, they thought of it way before. And then that we would notice like little things. Remember when we asked him like the hand on the shoulder or the
kind
of thing?
Like, said those, it was remember? True.
Yes. Yep. So we caught on and that he confirmed it for us that they had this idea for a while. So it's nice that you finally see it in fruition, like closing the door on Ross and Rachel and then opening the door to Chandler and Monica. So I love this.
Yeah. I can't remember though. Cause I remember we asked him like, at what point did Courtney and Cox and Matthew Perry find out that they were going to be together, you know, like, and he mentioned something about reading the script.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that part, the part where
it was left out, right?
Yes. And then only Courtney and Matthew read that part. So to keep it secret from everybody else.
Wow. I wonder how their reaction was when everybody.
Well, you heard it. Well, remember when they filmed that part, they had to wait like 30 seconds. They had to cut out 30 seconds because everybody was screaming and like excited when she pops out of the comforter, you know? So,
yeah. So let's quickly go into the airport scene. You know, the wedding's over, everything happens. Rachel is trying to catch a flight back home. She sees Ross trying to go on his honeymoon and waiting for Emily to join him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she tries to comfort him like a good friend should, but then also Emily, you know, doesn't show up and it's time to board the plane, which is a Virgin flight because we see on the airport logo. Yes. And he has the idea, hey, you know, Rachel, why don't you come with me?
Mm-hmm.
And she's hesitant, but then she says, sure, why not?
Sure, why not?
So we see her boarding the plane and all of a sudden Emily shows up.
I know. And it's like that drop the jaw moment. Oh my gosh, she showed up. But then she runs away and Ross tries to run after her. And then Rachel ends up getting on the plane by herself. So I like that. Like, she's YOLO. Like, I probably would do it too. But also it's like this whole episode, she's trying to convince herself that meant something. And then like to do that, I think she needed this to be like, okay, like it's not going to work out between us. You know what I mean? So, you know, because otherwise she'd be like thinking that what if. And then the next episode, you'll see that how she comes to terms with it. And then she makes somebody else make her decisions. But in this episode, I think it just all, she had to have something that was like the straw that breaks the camel's back. Like, okay, I went by myself to Greece. So we'll see how she processes that. In the next episode.
It's funny how they had her go to Greece because Rachel is Greek.
Is Greek, yes.
So her dad's real name is Yanis Anastasikos. And it's John Aniston. And so he's from Crete. And Caesar and I have been fortunate enough to go to Greece. And when we went, we heard nothing but amazing things about Crete.
Yeah.
And we really want to go. And it's one of the largest islands there. And so we really want to go and we hope that we can go.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I want to go to Greece for my honeymoon. So I'm saving that for whenever I get married.
Yes, it's beautiful. Did you have any favorite lines?
Let me see. I don't think I did. Oh, my Phoebe with Dr. Phalange and how she was telling Emily's mom that she forgot to give Ross his medication where he forgets women's names.
Yeah, that one was funny. Very random. And I love how they incorporated Phoebe into this episode somehow. I didn't really have a favorite line. I had a lot of like funny moments, like the whole Monica and Chandler and Monica trying to go, you know, find a spot to hook up and And the airport scene was kind of sad, but that was another like favorite moment of mine.
Yeah.
But cool. Coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Chandler gets a little friendly with all the ladies after he's caught kissing Monica. Plus, sun-kissed Rachel returns from Greece, and we find out if she really had a good time. Yes. If you like this episode, subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram.
Until next time.